Now, your host again, Ed Prentice.
Thank you, Gene. As the people of Five Points file slowly out of the little church, the challenging words of the Reverend Mr. Gaylord fresh in their minds, they take with them an added consciousness of their privilege in being Americans, and a new resolution to prove themselves worthy of that privilege. Now, I know that all of you have been following the trial of the People versus Burtish, the trial in which a young girl is being tried for the murder of Tom Leeming, a wealthy young man about town. Tom Leeming, with whom, as you know, Bertha was in love. Now, as you follow the testimony of the witnesses called by Pete Mano, the special assistant state's attorney, and in John Murray's cross-examination, we've heard established the fact that Bertha was in Leeming's apartment on the night of the murder. Now, in just a few seconds, you'll hear a very startling statement made by Bertha Schultz in the office of her attorney, John Murray. A startling statement by one of today's children. Today's Children, brought to you by Bisquick. They come rather often in June, warm, golden days when you feel you have to spend more time outdoors. Well, why not? Cut corners here and there. Your housework will always wait for you, and get meals as quickly and easily as possible. Which, to my way of thinking, means relying on Bisquick. Yes, Bisquick can save you plenty of time and work fixing good things to eat. For instance, the fluffy hot biscuits that glorify a simple pickup meal. You make them just by adding milk to Bisquick. Or you can have a pancake supper. A supper that features real old-time egg pancake. Light and tender and creamy smooth. Bisquick gives you your dry ingredients blended just right. For delicious pancakes, you just add eggs, milk, and butter or other fat to Bisquick. Almost nothing to it. And you get some of the eatenest pancakes ever. Now, there are a lot of other good things you can make in jig time with Bisquick. Shortcakes and cobblers, waffles, muffins, dumplings. Streamlined directions right on the Bisquick package. These June days, give yourself extra time off with Bisquick. Ladies and gentlemen, the trial of the state versus Bertha Schultz continues. You are all invited to come and witness this exciting trial in action. All you have to do is write a letter or card to Today's Children, NBC, Chicago 54, and tickets will be sent to you immediately. There are a few seats available for the broadcast of June 15th, 16th, and 19th. Come and meet in person Marilyn, Bertha, John Murray, Pete Mano, and other members of the cast. Everyone who has attended the trial of Bertha Schultz has so thoroughly enjoyed being present and meeting the cast. And we think that you won't want to miss the chance of seeing this interesting broadcast. So, write today for your tickets for June 15th, 16th, and 19th. Write to Today's Children, NBC, Chicago 54, and admission tickets will be sent to you. NBC Chicago Studios is the only place where the trial may be witnessed. And now, Today's Children.
What's the matter with you, Bertha? What's wrong with you? I'm your attorney. Don't you realize that? This business of keeping things from me, things that I've got to know, I just don't know what to call it. I just don't know what to think of.
Words spoken by John Murray as he paces back and forth in his office early this afternoon. Words directed at the young woman he is defending, trying to defend against a charge of murder. Words that are a result of the cumulative strain imposed upon the young attorney through day after day of a trial, particularly the last session of court, which saw John draw a rebuke from the judge for going out of bounds in cross-examining a witness. Anger, resentment, and actual frustration underlines the words with which John Murray plays his young client. And for Mama Schultz, who sits next to Bertha in John's office this afternoon, for Mama Schultz, whose sagging shoulders and nervously working hands betray her anxiety, it's as though she felt the impact of John's words even more than her daughter does.
I'm your attorney. Don't you realize that? What's the matter with you, Bertha?
I'm sorry, John. Believe me, I am.
Don't you realize the importance of this case?
Of course I do. I'm on trial, John. Important.
Then why haven't you told me everything?
Well, I thought I had. I tried to remember everything. I guess I just forgot.
Forgot? You mean, Bertha, that you've been able to forget anything that happened that night?
So many things happened.
Yes, that's just it.
I was also mixed up.
I know. But if it was mixed up for you, think of how much more mixed up it is for someone trying to piece together your story with incomplete information.
John, I don't
know. I've been trying to do what's right, John. It ain't her fault. It ain't that she hasn't been trying to remember everything to tell you. Everything.
But, Mama Schultz, the fact remains that I haven't been given the facts. Now, how can I possibly prepare a defense unless I know the whole story? The complete story. How can I possibly cross-examine witnesses when at the last minute they bring out testimony that takes the wind right out of my sails?
Yeah, I know.
Now, that man who testified for the state, Bertha, I asked you time and again to account for those hours between the time you left the park and the time you arrived home. Do you mean to tell me you don't remember having a cup of coffee with this man? That you completely forgot his dropping you off at a picture show?
That didn't seem important at the time, John. There were so many other things to explain, to account for. Besides, I didn't know who the man was. I had no idea I'd ever see him again. Neither did you. How could I know he was a policeman? I just couldn't know.
That's just it, Bertha. That's why I've got to know everything. I can't wait till the state puts witnesses on the stand to fill out your story for me. I've got to be prepared in advance.
That's right, Bertha. We know that, John. Ain't that why we are here?
I should have had everything straight before this trial began. Why, we can't afford another day in court like this one.
I've told you I'm terribly sorry, John. I know how you felt when the judge said all those things.
No, that's all beside the point. My feelings don't count. It's you I'm thinking of, but if you'd only try to believe it. Don't you trust me? Don't you want to confide in me? Are you afraid of me?
Afraid? Why, no, of course not. But you know everything now.
I wonder.
John, please.
Now, leave me. You mustn't. Just listen. and answer everything, like John says.
What more can I tell you? Haven't I been through it over and over? Everything. How I went to the hotel last night, up to Tom's apartment. How I saw him lying there. How I lost my head and ran. How I went into the park.
All right, Brother, all right.
Naturally, I can't remember every little detail.
Having a cup of coffee with a stranger, going to a movie was more than just a detail. What other tiny details have you forgotten?
None, John. I swear.
I wish I could be sure. I wish I could really be sure there are no other strange lapses in memory.
What do you mean by that, Bertha?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Don't you think I've told you the truth?
You haven't told me the facts.
That isn't what you mean, is it, John? What you mean is, you don't believe in me.
No, I didn't say that.
But I know it. You don't believe in me. Nobody does.
Oh, Libby.
Perhaps you don't want to go on with the trial, John.
Now, Bertha.
You don't have to, you know. Nothing's holding you.
Don't talk like that, Bertha.
We've got to talk about it. If John doesn't feel he wants to...
I've no intention of stepping out, Bertha.
You're sure of that?
Don't worry. I'm seeing this through.
You don't have to. No reason why you should feel obligated.
Bertha, I'm just trying to
tell
you.
Oh, yes, I know. You're trying to believe I'm innocent, but somehow you can't.
Will you stop, please?
Stop? Yes, why not stop everything? What's the use of my pleading innocence? What's the use of your even trying to defend me if you think I'm guilty? Why go on? Maybe I am guilty.
What did you say, Bertha? Maybe you are guilty. What do you mean by that?
A question remains unanswered as John Murray looks at his client. There is silence in the heavily paneled office. Oppressive silence. Significant silence.
Listening to Today's Children. Is your husband muffin-minded? A lot of men are, I know. So remember how easy it is to make wonderful muffins with Bisquick. No sifting of dry ingredients. No trying to keep your place in a recipe book. You just add milk, an egg, and a touch of sugar to Bisquick, according to the simple directions on the package. Yes, that's all you do to stir up muffins that men go for with loud yelps of glee. Can't you picture these muffins? Big, puffy, amber-crusted muffins brought to the table piping hot. Friend husband grabs one quick, pops it open. It's all golden and feather-light inside. He puts on butter, which gets all melty, piles on luscious fruity jam, and is a very happy man indeed. Look, remember what muffins can do for a meal, won't you? Also, what Bisquick can do for muffins. Now, here again is your General Mills host, Ed Prentice.
Thank you, Gordon. Say, you heard Bertha Schultz's statement to John Murray. Maybe I am guilty. That's what she said. If I remember correctly, today wasn't the first time she made that remark. And it set me wondering. You know, I've followed this case just as closely as you have, and I thought from time to time that perhaps this girl was being tried on a charge of which she was innocent, but I don't know. More and more I have the feeling that she might be guilty. I understand when the court convenes tomorrow, Pete Mono is bringing to the witness stand a young woman who was also present in Tom Leeming's apartment on the night of the attack, Josie Forrester. I'm going to be on hand. And I'm sure you will be, too. For anything can happen. Well, we pause briefly for station identification.